I remember when I first saw him. Something told me that I couldn't ignore him. I've been dreaming of him every night ever since we met. 'Cause he's the kind of boy you can't forget.
Boy You Can't Forget came from the Raindrops in 1963. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and these are the Royal Guardsmen. Baby, Let's Wait.
You say you'll always be proud of me. Well, I'm gonna see that you do, baby. I'll be nobody, nothing, if I do what you want me to. Yeah, marry now, struggle by anyway, anyhow, living in misery. Is that how you want it to be? No, baby, let's wait. No, baby, let's wait. We've got time. You say see that you do, baby. I'll be somebody, something, if you wait, babe, I promise you. Yeah, 'cause I got my pride. All kids gonna hold his head up high. Nothing like you and me, victim. Thank you.
just your string along. Someone that you just seem to bring along. Whenever you are all alone, need some company, you always turn to me. String along. That's all I do is sort of string along. You never seem to notice I'm alone. I just want you to want me to. How I hope and pray that you'll need me someday.
String Along added to the string of hits for Rick Nelson in 1963, and Baby Let's Wait is a seldom-heard song by the Royal Guardsmen from 1968. Speaking of seldom-heard, the recent National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoff series brought to mind this little adventure related by country comedian Archie Campbell.
Friends, I want to tell you what happened to me last night. I was in town, had sold my tobacco, and had $125 cold cash in my pocket, and was walking up and down Church Street looking in pawn shops, trying to find a good Barlow knife to do a little swapping with when I got back home. You know how it is, John. Well, sir, I come upon this great big round building, and there was a sign on it in neon lights that said, "Hockey here tonight." Well, I said to myself, "By granny, I'm going to get in on this." And there's a whole bunch of people standing in line there. There's all a wanting to go. So I fell in line, and I got up this little window, and there's a feller in there selling tickets or something. He said, "That'll be $1.50, please." I says, "What fair?" He said, "For hockey." Well, that kind of thawed me. I says, "Ain't that a little high?" He says, "No, there's some of them pays more than that." I says, "Well, I guess some of them wants to go worse than others." He says, "Yeah, and they get better seats, too." Well, sir, I got in there, and I sat down, and you won't believe this, but there's thousands of people around in a great big circle, and right down in the middle of this big building was a pond, and it is all froze over, solid ice. And there's a bunch of fellers out there on it scooting around, had runners on their shoes. And all at once, there's a feller in a striped shirt come scooting out there, had runners on his shoes, too. Come out in the middle of it, blowed a whistle, and everybody gathered around, and it got awful quiet. And I says to myself, something's going to happen right now. And this feller in the striped shirt had a little round brown thing in his hand. It is about the size of a mason's fruit jar lid. And I said to this feller sitting next to me, I said, "What is that down there?" And he said, "It's hockey." And about that time, he dropped it, and I don't blame him. Because he jumped back and these fellas made a run at that thing and it caused the awfulest fracas ever you seen in your life. I mean, there's a knocking at it, them sticks, you know, and I finally figured out what they was doing. They was trying to get it off of the ice so they could skate. That thing would trip them up, you know. Liable to fall and break their contract. But they couldn't get it off of the ice because it was boarded up all the way around. And finally, they decided that they'd knock it in one of them baskets that was located on each end of the pond, about a 5-bushel basket. But they couldn't make up their minds which one they wanted to put it in. And to top that, there's two fellers standing in front of the basket, and I reckon they owned them. Because they said, I'll tell you one thing, you ain't putting her in my basket. And they was down there scuffling around over that thing and right in front of this feller's basket, and he turned his head for 1 second, Jerry, and then it went. You never saw a feller so tore up in your life as he was. And the people jumped up and yelled and squalled and carried on. And I did, too, because I was kind of glad. I says, well, maybe they can go ahead and do whatever it was they come here to do in the first place. About that time, old Smarty, the one in the striped shirt, he come running out there and grabbed that thing and throwed it down and started the whole darn thing over again. And I said, this feller sitting next to me, I says, well, why don't one of them just reach down there and grab that thing, throw it out in the backyard and get it over with? He says, well, they can't do that. I says, why? He says, they got to use their hockey sticks. Well, you can understand that. Well, sir, this went on, and the more it went, the rougher it got. And they got to hitting each other with them sticks, and one fella got to nudging another pretty dad blame solid. This fella in striped shirt run out there and blowed his whistle and made him quit, and I don't blame him. I said, this fella sitting next to me, I says, what happened then? He said he was a high-sticking him. I tell you this, friends, if there's one thing in this world them boys don't like, it's to get high-stuck. Well, so that went on for, I'd say, at least 2 hours or more. And finally, I asked this fella, I said, what is that thing they're scooting around down there? And he said, that's the hockey puck. And I said, well, what they ought to do is get the puck out of there. Thing went on for, I'd say, two hours or more, and they never did get that thing off of the ice. And finally, this fella in the striped shirt, he run out there and grabbed it and run with it. Everybody got up and went home, half of them mad and half of them glad, and I still don't know what happened. But I can tell you this, friends, if you're ever downtown and you got a dollar and a quarter on you and you see a sign that says hockey here tonight, you get in there and try it.
Somewhat in the vein of Andy Griffith's What It was Football, Hockey Here Tonight by Archie Campbell was played on country radio stations in 1965. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where the music box turns to the rock and roll rhymes of Chuck Berry. Here is Promised Land.
We was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. We had more trouble than turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham.
Beatles on the Music Box from 1966, Paperback Writer. And Chuck Berry found himself flat broke in the Promised Land in 1964. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, loading up the Carole King album Tapestry for Smackwater Jack.
Child with dreams, dream every dream on your own. When children play, seems like you end up alone. Papa says he'd love to be with you if he had the time. So you turn to the only friend you can find there in your mind. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name. When no one else would come,
Shiloh, you always came and we played. Young girl with fire, something said she understood. I wanted to fly. All I saw was the way that she made me smile. She made me smile. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came, but you'd stay.
Shiloh was a 1970 radio hit for Neil Diamond, and Smackwater Jack by Carol King was first heard in 1971. I'm Mike Duke. We have more music left to hear when the Music Box returns from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.